This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. What a great day in Trump land. You know, there are times, you guys listen to the show every day. I get the emails. I know you listen to the show every day. And there are times where even I get a little discouraged. And I start to believe America's done. And I start to believe they've got Trump where they want him. But guess what? This ain't one of them. This isn't one of them, ladies and gentlemen. Today's one of the good days. We got him on the run. We got him on the run. And by the way, before I read you my latest commentary, and before I talk about this disgusting witch riding a broom from Palestine, who's now a United States Congresswoman, who had the nerve to call my president a mother effer, before I get to any of the disgusting, foul-mouthed, filthy, put soap in their mouth, pro-Palestinian, communist losers that are now in charge of the United States House, I want to read you a story that kind of represents everything that could happen to America when you leave the borders open. A man is accused of raping a goat in Malawi, and he claims he asked the goat for permission. Kennedy Kambani, a 28-year-old man in Malawi, Africa, has been accused of raping a goat in a field. Although he was apprehended and taken to the police station and charged with bestiality, he argued he asked the goat's permission first. The Daily Mail reported, when he returned with neighbors, the animal's owner initially suspected that this guy was trying to steal the goat. When he returned with neighbors to nab the 21-year-old, they caught him having sex with the goat. And the police inspector, Lubrino Cateno, said the owner, Mr. Pemfero, thought Kambani was stealing it, so he alerted the people. When they arrived at the scene, they were shocked to see him having sexual intercourse with the goat. The gender of the goat has not been disclosed, but the man said he asked the goat's permission. Folks, that's what's coming in the United States. Get ready. That's who's coming if you leave the borders open and you leave Democrats in charge, which is why I'm very confident that Trump will be reelected in 2020. He heard us loud and clear. We're not going to settle for anything less than the freaking wall. The wall will be built. And Donald Trump hears us loud and clear. The same way George W. Bush said, hey, Osama bin Laden, you better hear us loud and clear. And he said it in front of firemen and policemen in the smoldering grounds of 9/11. I'm telling you, we got our message to President Trump. I sent so many messages to Trump and Trump's people and spoke to Hogan Gidley live on the air, his spokesman here. And I got the message across. We're not settling for anything less than the wall. President Trump said today, we may leave government closed months or years. It's never reopening till we get the wall. That's what he started to say quickly, but then he took Wainwright's advice. What have I said in article after article? Declare a national emergency and take military funding, completely circumvent Congress and build the wall. Take the $25 billion from the Pentagon budget. You can do it via executive order. And I sent that directly to the president on multiple occasions. And guess what? Today, Trump said he may declare a national emergency and build the wall with funds for the military budget. Thank you, President Trump. Guess what I just sent to President Trump directly moments ago? My latest commentary coming out in newspapers around the country on Sunday. And I only sent it to several people who are right next door to President Trump are going to hand deliver it to him. But I sent it to Lee, my buddy in Palm Beach, who sees the president all the time. And is good friends with the president, gives him a lot of advice. And he took it, and I didn't ask him to do anything. I just sent it to him. He immediately sent it to the president's personal assistant. Moments ago. So here's my article in President Trump's hands as we speak. You may be reading it now. Here is President Trump's challenge to Democrats. This is what he should say to Democrats. Tear down that wall. Tear down that wall. because I was going to write a column about the wall. It's certainly the biggest issue in America, but I could end that debate right now, quickly. President Trump should issue a simple challenge. My fellow Democrats, I have a challenge for you. Tear down that wall. I will end my demand for the wall today. But only if every Democrat in the Senate and House tears down the walls around their personal homes. As soon as you remove the walls around your mansions, I'll drop my plan for a wall around our border. That seems fair, doesn't it? So Democrats, tear down that wall. End of story. Former President Obama has a wall around his mansion and recently added a chain link fence as well. My neighbor, Harry Reid, lives one block from me in Anthem Country Club, surrounded by walls, fences, armed guards, and government-issued photo ID to get into Anthem. Without the photo-issued government ID, you can't get by the walls, you can't get by the fences, and you can't get by the armed guards. Why did Harry Reid choose Anthem? More importantly, why did he choose to live one block from Wayne Root? That's a question everyone I know wants answered. Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Maxine Waters, they all have walls or fences around their mansions. As my fellow Las Vegas Review Journal columnist Victor Jokes pointed out yesterday, so do Nevada Senator Jackie Rosen and Congresswoman Susie Lee. If they think walls are so terrible and so useless, why do they all have walls around their homes? Virtually everyone in Washington, D.C. has a wall or armed guards or both protecting them. Every Democrat politician, every large Democrat donor, every Democrat CEO, they all have walls. The Pope talks nonstop about tearing down walls and building bridges. Yet his home, the Vatican, is surrounded by one of the world's biggest and highest walls. So the emperor has no clothes. That dog won't hunt. As soon as you give up your walls, we'll give up ours. But until then, sit down and shut the hell up. Please, President Trump, say those words to Democrats. Tear down that wall. That should be in Trump's hands as we speak right now. Now, there's a part two to this commentary. I'm not done yet. But that's the part that I wanted President Trump to see and to start saying. Tear down the wall, Harry Reid. Tear down the wall, Obama. Tear down the wall, Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein and Maxine Waters, with the wall around your mansion. End of debate for the wall. But now there's much more to talk about. Let's look at two stark choices in front of us as we approach the 2020 presidential election. On one side, Democrats are radical, extreme, and in some cases, stark, raving mad. Think I'm exaggerating? Ask Congressman Brad Sherman. In his first hour back in Congress, he submitted articles of impeachment against President Trump. What are the charges? The president fired someone. Can you imagine? Or take Georgia Congressman Hank Johnson. He preached from the church pulpit in Atlanta last week and repeatedly compared Trump to Hitler, to Adolf Hitler. Or absorb the words of newly elected Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, the first Palestinian-American congresswoman. She said the public speech, and I quote, "We're going to impeach the mother effer," except she said the real word. For good measure, Virginia Democrat Congresswoman Jennifer Wexton flew a transgender flag outside her Capitol Hill office after being sworn in yesterday. Radical extreme Democrats are letting it all hang out. They're showing their true colors. Now to the choice on the other side. Instead of words, police study results. Everything you need to know came out today, Friday. Job growth exploded to 312,000 jobs for the month of December. Thank you, President Trump. Bravo. October and November job gains were also revised up by 58,000 jobs. Thank you, President Trump. Bravo. Things are so good, nearly 400,000 Americans decided to re-enter the workforce in December. Thank you, President Trump. Bravo. Trump's economy produced 32,000 manufacturing jobs in 1 month, December. In the year 2018, manufacturing gained a remarkable 284,000 jobs, the biggest annual gain in over 20 years. Wages rose 3.2%, the highest gain in a decade. December saw the highest number of Hispanics ever employed in the history of America, 27,701,000, and the lowest Hispanic unemployment rate in history as well. Thank you, Mr. President. To quote Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, what a mother effer. So there's your choice. Democrats flying transgender flags, screaming about Adolf Hitler, and publicly calling your president a mother effer while they live in mansions surrounded by walls, or jobs, lots of them, along with the highest wage growth in years. I'll let you decide. My column coming out this Sunday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, one of the 20 largest newspapers in the United States of America, as well as syndicated nationally by Creators Syndicate. My column is titled, Trump's Challenge, Tear Down That Wall. When you think of how Trump won the election, it was branding. It was branding. It was branding Hillary. It was branding all the bad Democrats. It was giving them all names. It was branding all the Republicans he ran against in the Republican primary, the GOP presidential primary. He gave them all bad names, and the names stuck. All of life is about branding. All that matters is it's quick, it's simple, it's memorable. You can never forget. Tear down that wall. It's time to run ads day and night. It's time to have a presidential fireside chat in front of the nation. And in that fireside chat on national TV, show videos of Nancy Pelosi's wall, of Dianne Feinstein's wall, of Maxine Waters' wall, of Harry Reid's wall, of Barack Obama's wall, of the Pope's wall, of Israel's wall. Everyone's got a wall. The Great Wall of China. We've all got walls. It's time for the United States to build that wall. And it's time for Democrats to put up or shut up. If you don't like it, tear down your walls, Democrats. Wayne Allen Root, we got them on the run. They're scum. They're vicious. They're vile. They're mother you-know-what. They call our president those names in public. They're disgraceful. Wash their mouths out with soap. They fly Palestinian flags. They hate Israel. They hate America. They hate capitalism. Screw them. We got them. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Just another future Democratic voter. Keep those borders open and the goat screwers will be running through the border with us in the open. Man accused of raping goat in Malawi. I can never pronounce the name. It's M-A-L-A-W-I. Malawi. It sounds like you should say Malawi. Malawi in Africa. He was accused of raping a goat. They caught him in the sexual act, having intercourse with a goat. And he claims he asked the goat for permission. And that's what's coming, folks. Leave the borders open. They're out there by the millions. Poor, uneducated, no skills, no talents, with all kinds of perversions. They don't speak English. They want to come to America and live on welfare for life. And they want to screw your goat. Not good. Not good. Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio and Newsmax TV. Your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior. SOB, son of a butcher, not SOG, son of a goat, son of a butcher. Capitalist evangelist, American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. I tell it like it is. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. By the way, one of my favorite listeners just sent an email to me. Dennis says, I'd rather be a mother effer than a goat effer any day. MAGA. We got him on the run, baby. Ocasio-Cortez, moron, on the run. This new Rashid Palestinian congresswoman using the F word to describe my president, on the run. Nancy Pelosi defending her, on the run. Democrats don't know what they're saying. The congressman comparing Trump to Hitler, on the run. You got problems, man. You got the lead now. You got the gavel. You're like the judge. You're in charge. We gave the little kids the ownership of the house, and now they're running with it. And now you see what you got. The inmates escaped from the freaking asylum. They're all nutty. They're all cuckoo. They're cuckoo and they're flying Palestinian flags. It doesn't get more cuckoo than that. Mark it down. Wayne Root flies American flags, and Wayne Root flies Israeli flags, the two countries I love in this world. I don't fly transgender flags, and I don't fly Palestinian flags, and I don't fly communist Cuba flags. And by the way, I'm going to read you in a second what this Rashid, this Palestinian-American congresswoman who swore in on the Quran, I'm going to show you what she's all about in a few moments. She's changed the map, by the way, to put Palestine in there behind her in her congressional office. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, K-B-E-T, in Las Vegas, Nevada. Founded and owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, so you know you can trust them. U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about buy and sell precious metals. Ask them about the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. You can call them at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. It's New Year's resolutions. Everybody should own some gold. By the way, one of the great days in history of the stock market again. That's twice in the last 2 weeks. Great economic stats out today. Thank you, President Trump. Bravo. The most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. Berkeley, 833-927-8255. RootForAmerica.com is my website. WayneRoot at gmail.com is how you email me. And my Twitter handle is @RealWayneRoot, @RealWayneRoot. As I said, President Trump today threatened to keep the government shut for months or even years. Bravo. President Trump says he can build a wall without Congress. He may just declare a military emergency and a national security emergency and use the military budget. Just what Wayne Root has recommended. Great economic statistics out today. 4.8 million more Americans employed since Donald Trump took office. Trump, Trump, Trump. You worry about words or you worry about results? Trump produces great results. He produces a great economy. And here's Rashida Tlaib, the first Palestinian-American woman to serve in Congress. It's not just that she hates Israel. It's not just that she's a lover of Palestine. It's what she really believes in. She's a commie. She's an absolute communist. I'll tell you about it when we get back. I've got 7 pages of reports on this wonderful, foul-mouthed, filthy, disgusting, disgraceful, despicable, slimy, big-mouthed loser. The nerve of her to talk about my president in such filthy ways. Can you imagine if a white Republican congressman said, we're going to go get this mother effer about Barack Obama? Can you imagine what would happen after that? All hell would break loose. How dare you talk about my president that way? Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
We had a productive meeting today with Speaker Pelosi and Senator Schumer. I thought it was really a very, very good meeting. We're all on the same path in terms of wanting to get government open.
President Trump, after meeting with congressional leaders at the White House today, the president continued.
We're going to be meeting. I've designated a group, and we're going to be meeting over the weekend, that group, to determine what we're going to do about the border.
The partial shutdown of the federal government is in its 14th day, and there's no real end in sight. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says there's really been no progress made.
We recognize on the Democratic side that we really cannot resolve this until we open up government, and we made that very clear.
Good day on Wall Street as the Dow ended up 747 points for the week. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Newsmax TV is exploding, and I mean exploding. And my understanding is we're picking up most of those Comcast Xfinity customers right about now. So we are somewhere in the vicinity of 80 million homes. I could quote 60 million homes watching on Newsmax TV, but 20 million more coming online daily over the next 3 months. So, I mean, many of them right now, some of them right now, maybe all of them right now. We're not quite sure if all of them are this second or might take the full first quarter, but somewhere over the next 3 months will be in 80 million homes on Newsmax TV. How cool is that? And if you are getting Newsmax TV, like you were right here in my hometown of Las Vegas, my flagship station, KBET, and if you're not getting Newsmax TV because Cox Cable doesn't carry Newsmax TV, you got to call them up and let them know you demand they pick up Newsmax so you can watch Wayne Allyn Root. All you do is call 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. That's Newsmax TV. They will ask you your either zip code or area code. I don't know, and they'll find out exactly where you live, and they'll look up on the computer, find your cable system, the correct phone number to call, and they will connect you on the call so you pay nothing, and you get on the line with the right person and say, I have lots of choices. I can go to DirecTV. I can go to Dish TV. I need Newsmax TV. I need to watch Wayne Allyn Root of Las Vegas, who is the star of the number one show on Newsmax, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Change me over. Get me Newsmax TV or I'm leaving. 844-500-6397. Give them a call. So I told you I would tell you about this this lady who is the first Palestinian-American woman to serve in Congress, Rashida Tlaib. And she's serving from Michigan's 13th district. And the fact that she's Palestinian does not make her a bad person. Wayne does not hate you because you're a Palestinian or hate you because you're a Muslim. Although if you use that Palestinian belief to hate Israel, then you are not my friend. And this woman doesn't like Israel, and she's on the side of the Palestinians, and she flies a Palestinian flag. She's put Palestine on the map behind her in her office. And she flew the Palestinian flag, I believe, on the night she was elected. There were two elected. Two Muslim women were elected. One of them flew the Palestinian flag at her election. One of them is also wearing the hijab, all of which is very painful to most Americans. But forget all that. Forget it. You can be a Muslim. America's a great country. You can be whatever you want to be. I just don't want you to be a communist. See, and that's the problem. Almost every Muslim nation in the world is a socialist nation. And you find me someone who believes in Islam, and I'll very often find you someone who believes in socialism. And so here's her platform. You have to hear her platform. It's an exact match with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, which is an exact match with communism, socialism, Marxism, with Cuba and Venezuela, where people are starving to death. Her platform is Medicare for all, raise the minimum wage, protecting unions, a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. The same load of crap that is supported by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And she was endorsed by the Greater Detroit Democratic Socialists of America, the People for Bernie, as in Bernie Sanders, and Justice Democrats. Those groups are communist, socialist, Marxist groups. And they're the same groups that supported Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So these are like mirror images of each other. Mirror images. It's unbelievable. She got support from Michael Moore. Ugh. Ugh. They're just all cut from the same mold. Same mold. Muslim-American woman from Detroit, Michigan, who serves in the Michigan State Legislature, first Muslim-American woman to serve there, and now is the first Muslim female United States congressperson. And I don't know, you know, I'm not sure if she's the one that wears the hijab or the other one's the one that wears the hijab, but that isn't my issue. It's not my issue. You know, my issue is that she said my president's a mother effer. My issue is that she believes in communist ideals that would destroy me and wipe me out and bankrupt me. And it sure has nothing to do with her being Muslim, because I can't stand white liberals who believe in those things either. Donnie Deutsch is such a, well, I can't say the word on TV or radio, but you know exactly what I'm about to say because it matches his name. Donnie Deutsch is such a you-know-what. He's such a liberal schmuck. He says Trump's press conference message was, let's keep America white again. This is all, liberals are obsessed with white this and white that and white this and white that. They want the borders open. They want to overrun our country because they have a deep down hatred for white people. I don't know what else to say to you. We don't have any hatred for any other people. We want to let everyone in of every color as long as you believe in American values. If you wave Palestinian flags, no, Donnie, you're Jewish, just another self-hating Jew. That term was first coined by Dennis Prager. Liberal Jews are self-hating Jews. They don't love Israel, and they love Palestine. They fly Palestinian flags at places like Columbia University. I'm sure Donnie Deutsch went to a communist Ivy League school like I did, Columbia University. Donnie's very much like me, born about the same year, from New York like me, went to an Ivy League school like me. I think it was Cornell, if my memory serves me. And we're about the same height, about the same weight, both Jewish. I mean, we're like the same person, except that Donnie Deutsch is a socialist and he doesn't like America and he denied that. He'd say Wayne Root's a liar. But all the things that these people believe in make them along the trail to communism. Let me say it nicely. Instead of calling them communists, they're on the trail to communism. And that's a disgusting place to be. And it doesn't make you a pro-American guy, Donnie. Sorry. Sorry, Donnie. You're just like me in every way except your views are repulsive. The panel on The Five reacted today. New York City ad exec and MSNBC pundit Donnie Deutsch say President Trump's wall is a ploy to keep America white. It was in response to a press conference Trump held with members of the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. Trump spoke about the importance of building a border wall to stem illegal immigration and ensuing crime and drug trafficking, flanked by officials of the border, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol brass, Art Del Cueto, Brandon Judd, Hector Garza, and other gentlemen. Deutsch remarked that all of the men appeared to him to be white. Really, all those names sound Hispanic to me. Four white men, four stoic, strong white men of a certain age, not smiling, by the way. Greg Gutfeld took issue with the fact Deutsch brought up the race of officials. What if I said Obama had four black men behind him? Just if I said that and nothing more. If I didn't disparage them, I just said, why were there only four black men behind Obama? Wouldn't I be a racist? Certainly, according to liberals, I would be. So who's the racist? Donnie Deutsch is the racist. But Don Bongino noted one of the men is actually Hispanic. One of them, Art Del Cueto and Hector Garza, two of them are obviously Hispanic based on their names, and who cares? As I've always said, I'd love to be flanked by blacks and Hispanics and gays and women who are all Republican, conservative, and love America and are patriotically waving American flags. Gutfeld said Deutsch should himself be used as a border security measure, remarking he's thicker than most walls. Deutsch, you said he knew Trump well. They were both working in Manhattan, has become a recurring critic of the president. He claimed in 2018 Trump would possibly attempt a coup if he were unseated in 2020 in order to retain power over the country. He compared Trump supporters to German border guards during World War II. What a wacko. Donnie, you're a wacko, man. You're a complete wacko and you're a racist, a self-hating Jew, and a self-hating white man. What else can I say? I celebrate being white, but I never put down anybody else who isn't white. I think Hispanics are wonderful. I think Cubans are wonderful. I think blacks are wonderful. I think Jews are wonderful. I'm Jewish. I think that gays are wonderful. I think women are wonderful. I have nothing against anyone, but I'm proud to be white, male, straight, and Republican. Nothing wrong with that. And I'm proud to be Jewish. Nothing wrong with liking what you are. But liberals don't like what they are when they're white. They seem to hate themselves. This massive, overreaching guilt. And you know what I found at Columbia University? I was the only kid that I met there who had a butcher father. And I don't mean other kids would have butcher fathers. I was the only one with a butcher father. I mean, I'm the only one who was blue collar. It wasn't just that my father was a butcher. It's that I was the only one I met who really was a blue collar kid. Okay, I never met kids who were sons of policemen, firemen, butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, truckers, guys who worked at the fish market. I never met a person like that. I met spoiled brat, lucky sperm club, little rich kids who I wanted to smack around. They made me sick to my stomach. But keep a note, I never did, never hurt anybody, never laid a hand on anyone. Don't let any liberal misquote me that I hurt anybody at Columbia. It's a natural urge, as I'm sure this new Palestinian congresswoman can tell you. It's a natural urge to, when you see someone who's smug, who's arrogant, who's a little rich kid, you might want to give them a little smacking around. If you do, you go to jail. If you don't, you're a good person who thinks those thoughts but is able to have self-restraint. So I didn't smack them around. So my point is, all these little arrogant, smug, rich kids at Columbia from the Lucky Sperm Club, Donnie Deutsch was one of them. I think he went to Cornell, if my memory serves me, but I know he was an Ivy Leaguer. And Donnie's a little rich kid because his daddy started an advertising agency and then retired, handed it to Donnie, and Donnie sold it for, I think, $600 million. See, people don't know these stories. These are little spoiled brats. I didn't get $1.50 from my father. Nothing. Not only nothing when he sold his butcher store, nothing when he died. He had nothing. I think he had a $10,000 insurance policy. I might have collected $5,000 and give the other $5,000 to my sister. I think that was the total of my father's estate, was a $10,000 insurance policy, if memory serves me. But I really inherited nothing. Donnie Deutsch is like every rich, spoiled brat I met at Columbia. They all hated themselves. They had massive guilt. They were all white. Most of them were Jewish, by the way, and I could say that because I'm Jewish. So there's no anti-Semitism in that. I'm proud of being Jewish. I love the Jewish people. I brag about it all the time. Jewish people are the most special people I've ever met, and they've done successfully so well in America. They're at the top of the heap in America and throughout the world, and I love Israel. But that doesn't mean I didn't meet a lot of Jewish kids at Columbia University. White, Jewish, liberal hated themselves and constantly talked about their hatred for America, rich people, Republicans, white people, etc., etc. It's called self-hatred. Donnie Deutsch suffers from that, no question about it. And I'm someone who grew up in an all-black neighborhood. I can tell you right now, went to an all-black high school. Tell you right back that I don't hate anyone except for liberal views. I hate liberal views. We'll be right back. War now. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allen Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today. It will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-85-GOLD. That's 800-85-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-85-GOLD. That's 800-85-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest. I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
War now!
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, today's one of those days where after talking and talking and talking at business meetings and talking and talking and talking on conference calls and then doing this show, starting the show, I almost lost my voice a couple times there. I'm sure you heard me kind of fighting a little bit to keep my voice going and clear to my throat. Thank God I've got my doctor's suggests on my side, or I just wouldn't make it on radio 3 hours a day. I couldn't do it. So thank you, my doctor suggests. My throat is now a workhorse, because of my doctor suggests colloidal silver lozenges. They come in so many great flavors, but I choose cherry. I use cherry about 90% of the time. And then I mix in apple and honey and orange just for a little variety, but cherry about 90% of the time. And I suck on them all day long during my show, all show long. And the silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable magical lozenges today. Here's how you get them. You call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or you go to mydoctorsuggest.com and you tell them Wayne Root sent you. Mydoctorsuggest.com, automatically you get 10% off when you mention the name Wayne Root. Mydoctorsuggest.com, 866-660-9868. It is the cure for ever losing your voice and keeping from getting sick as well. By the way, stocks staged a massive rally today. The Dow soared 746 points. Thank you, President Trump. NASDAQ rose 4.3%. An incredible day, an historic day. And don't forget, it was up 1,000-plus points just a couple of weeks ago. And in between, there were some downs. But overall, you have to thank President Trump. Since the day he was elected, it's been a great run. And the market's been up. It's been down. It's been problematic. But it has been a great run. We've got Dave from Cincinnati on the phone. Dave, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you, man?
Wayne, can you hear me now?
I hear you loud and clear, my friend. How are you?
Happy 2019. And, I had a bunch of my trucker and biker buddies telling me that you were on fire, so I better call up and see. Now, listen, save your voice, because I want you to ride in Saturday night, tomorrow night on my big show, you know. And
I can do that. Actually, I can. Usually I'm busy on Saturdays, and I'm actually open this weekend, so I'm free. So let's do it. Just text me during the day, and we'll set it all up, okay?
That's wonderful. You know, everything you're saying is right dead on the money, and I think even more so. You know, I take 40, 50 callers on the weekend, calling into the show. And it's the same feedback I get, Wayne. 95% of the people back Donald Trump, pretty much 100%. You might have a few fence riders, but everybody's petrified about this headline from the USA Today. Pelosi promises a different world, and we're seeing the examples of it right now with these leftist, communist, socialists, whatever the hell they are. It's just getting sworn in, and already they're out there using all kinds of foul-mouthed language, calling Trump everything under the sun, and already they're talking about taking away more guns, your freedom of speech. They want to shut down talk radio. I mean, where's it going to stop, Wayne?
Well, it's not going to stop. You know, when your friends are probably laughing because I opened the show talking about the man in Africa who raped a goat and claims he asked the goat for permission, so it's okay. And I said, that's what open borders is. That's what it's all about. That's who's coming in, folks. Democrats show you a picture of a cute little girl, a precious little girl from Mexico, but they're not showing you the picture of the goat rapist. 90% of the people coming in are military-age men, and they're goat rapists. Yep. That's what's coming in. They're killers. You got sick mentally ill and dysfunctional people and people who are going to be on welfare for life and people who are going to commit atrocious crimes in the United States, and you're not mentioning them. They got mad when Trump said lots of bad people come from Mexico. They're not sending us their best, but some of them are okay. Some of them are nice. Well, he was telling the truth. Some are bad. Some are nice. But you can't cover up the bad ones and say it's only good ones coming in. That's like saying Trump's bad because he said only bad ones are coming in. He didn't. He said there are some bad ones and there are some good ones, but why let in any one of you got to let in the bad ones, and they're going to hurt your children. They're going to hurt your wife. Why would you allow that? And so Trump was right. This guy who raped the goats, he's just representative of lots of bad things: disease, tuberculosis, Ebola, the rapes, the murders, the gangbangers, the drug trafficking, the child trafficking. Those are the problems that come up from Mexico, Central America, and the world. It's nothing against Hispanics, India, China. I don't want bad people from anywhere, and I don't want people on welfare from anywhere. So we need that wall. We need that wall badly. And I then segued quickly, and that's, I'm sure, what got your friends a little excited, talking about this this new congresswoman, Rashida Tlaib, who, that's basically just filthy, foul mouth. She'd have soap washing her mouth out. I don't know who her mother was. Mother should have taught her better. But she called our president mother effer. And I was so disgusted by that, Dave. So I got in a rant and a run about that. And I just think it's symptomatic of the mental illness of the Democrats.
Well, hey, Wayne, I'll just wrap up with this.
Dave is still on the line. All right, Dave is off in La La Land. I'm Wayne. Okay. I think we only have seconds to go before the...
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.